World number one, Ash Barty fires up her shot at the Wimbledon title. It's an all-Aussie night, exclusively live tonight.
That was Channel 7's excitement over Ash Barty's game. But they didn't really show that one, did they? They showed Nick Kyrgios going off against Jordan Thompson. That was the match that we were subjected to, rather, until Ash Barty came on much later. Now, Channel 7 has justified this. Let's hear from Tim Warner, CEO of 7West Media. Good evening, Tim. Thanks so much for speaking with us. Do you regret your choice?
G'day, Sammy. No, we don't regret our choice. Sadly, there are times when you're broadcasting live sport and you've got simultaneous events occurring where no matter what decision you make, you will attract criticism. And this was one of those occasions.
Do you think that if you'd switch over at that point to Ash Barty, the world number one, you'd be getting criticized right now for not giving Nick Kyrgios and Jordan Thompson enough respect?
Yes, I do. I think that the many hundreds of thousands of Australians that had invested over 2 hours of their time to get to that point in the Thompson-Kyrgios match would have been offended by that choice. And just to correct the perception, because it's been widely reported that we snubbed the Barty match and that we in fact didn't cover it, and that's not true. We actually did cover the match. We showed as much of it as we could while sticking with the Kyrgios-Thompson match that was an absolute thriller and at a critical point. And the other thing that we did was relaxed our rights to allow Foxtel to telecast the Barty match, which is obviously not something that we would do under normal circumstances.
See, normally this would not be as much of a story, maybe even 5 years ago or perhaps even 3 years ago, Tim. But right now, there has been a conversation going on for a while, quite publicly, that women's sports isn't being given the equal share, isn't being given the respect that it so clearly demands and deserves. Given that cultural conversation, do you think 7West Media is behind on public expectations at this point? You're not maybe paying attention to what the people demand?
Sammy, that decision had nothing to do with whether it was a women's match or a men's match.
I know, but Tim, don't you think maybe it should have had something to do with that? That's the question, is maybe it should have had something to do with that.
No, not at all. I'm sorry. I just can't agree with that. We had to make a decision based on our viewers. And the ratings for last night, which approximated a men's final for Wimbledon, I mean, they are huge numbers. They actually proved that we made a decision that pleased a lot of Australians.
So were this choice to come up yet again? The 43rd and 44th ranked tennis players, both men, going off in one arena and the world number one woman going off in the other arena.
Well,
you'd
Sammy,
still choose this one?
It depends on where the game's at. It's nothing to do with their ranking. You've got to understand, it depends on the element of drama. Where is the match at? And do we have hundreds of thousands of Australians who've invested their time to get to that point of the match? What do we say to them?
So you're saying, you mentioned the element of drama. Is Ash Barty at fault for just not delivering as much drama as, say, Nick Kyrgios?
No, not at all. Ash Barty has delivered fantastic drama and will continue to do so, hopefully, all the way through the next 2 weeks, Sammy.
So next time around, would you maybe relax the rules and move Kyrgios' match to Foxtel?
That's something we could certainly consider, but it would depend on where the match was at. I mean, you've got to consider those hundreds of thousands of Australians who voted with their remotes last night, Sammy. Those numbers, they tell the story. Social media often is not reflected in the ratings.
I'm getting a lot of text messages right now from a lot of those Australians who are saying the reason why they were watching is because they were waiting for Ash.
Well, there would have been many people who were waiting for Ash Barty. But there were also many people who were waiting for Nick Kyrgios and Jordan Thompson.
Tim
they were
Warner.
Also promoted as being part of last night's telecast.
Tim Warner is the CEO of 7West Media. We're discussing their decision yesterday to air the Nick Kyrgios and Jordan Thompson match before the Ash Barty match and then not to the switchover the way some people have been demanding that they should have done. When was this decision made, which match gets to run, which match gets to switch over? These choices are made fairly in advance of the tournament starting?
Sammy, not at all. These decisions are made on the run. Live broadcasting of simultaneous sports events, the decisions are made on the run. And that was the case. Had, for example, the Kyrgios-Thompson match been a stinker, well, then you're straight over to the Ash Barty match. These decisions are made on the run, and you have to try and make a decision that is going to please as many Australians as possible.
One of the things that's been mentioned is the men's match runs for five sets, the women's match runs for three. The men's match would normally go long enough to anyway cut into the women's match if they're running kind of side by side in this case, as they were in this case. Would the men's match always win out just because of the nature of the sport?
No, not at all. The match that will win out is the one, as I say, that is going to attract and retain the most viewers.
And the one that will always retain the most viewers, unfortunately, is, it seems like, Nick Kyrgios, based on his poor behaviour. People like a bit of a car crash now and then, don't they?
Not necessarily, Sammy. I mean, I think Ash Barty has the potential to pull huge audiences over the next 2 weeks.
You mentioned potential. She's number one. It's not about potential. She is. She should be right now pulling those huge audiences. I'm sorry I'm grilling you on this so hard, but it does seem a bit as if you're not listening to the complaints.
You've got to get that decision in context. It's not something that it's not a decision we made before the match started. It's made at the time.
And at the time, are you able to admit that maybe the decision was wrong and next time you'll do it differently? That's all people are asking for at this point. We obviously can't go back in time and redo it.
No, we can't. We have to focus on what's coming up. And, you know, we would love to be able to actually broadcast both matches, but we don't have the rights to do that. And I think what's happened here, Sammy, is that the Australian public, because of the way Seven covered the Australian Open on multiple channels, has gotten used to being able to switch around and see almost any match on any channel. And unfortunately, we don't have the rights to be that flexible for Wimbledon.
This is what Ash Barty had to say when asked about the decision that Channel 7 made.
We were warming up when they started, and then I was warming up physically when they were still playing, so I didn't see a minute of it. How do you want me to answer that one? If people can watch my matches, great. If they can't, they can't. That's up to the broadcasters, not up to me.
Would you apologise to Ash Barty, if not to us?
Certainly, if we owe Ash Barty an apology, sorry, but we actually did show the match. That's the first thing. And we allowed Foxtel to show it in full.
All right. Thank you very much, Tim Warner, CEO of Seven West Media, who chose yesterday to show the Nick Kyrgios-Jordan Thompson match, followed by the Ash Barty match. People are not happy with the decision, but of the many things Seven West did broadcast, it seems like an apology might not be one of them, if that's what you're waiting for.